This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado 4-H Day at the state capitol was Monday. Local 4-H groups were represented with high school students from Rout County, Rio Blanco, Grand, and Jackson counties, as well as all over the state. Students met with Governor Polis, Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg, Representative Megan Lukens, and Senator Dylan Roberts.
4-H Day at the capitol is always a great time to promote agriculture in Colorado, and it was so exciting to have so many kids from Rout County down here to visit with us and talk about the great work that they're doing.
That is Senator Roberts. 11 students were at the state capitol from Rout County, including Emily Rossi.
Today, I think the most beneficial part about going to the capitol was getting to meet with our local state representative and senator, as well as the Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture and the governor, and just getting to learn about the different bills that are being proposed and passed, as well as getting to hear people's different opinions and ideas for what the next political session is going to look like in Colorado.
Casey's Pond Senior Living has checked in after 120 days of new ownership. There are currently 126 residents. Any open staff positions have been filled, and Casey's Pond is thriving. That is according to the press release. The Barrow's chairlift at Howson Hill is closed until further notice. A part is needed and on order. The Rock County Sheriff's Department has been awarded a $9,000 grant for a new thermal imaging drone. It's especially helpful with search and rescue operations. That grant's from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. The Rock County Humane Society is asking for the community's support in raising $4,000. It's to get a new commercial-grade dryer to help with an extensive daily laundry load. They also need some outdoor security cameras for the facility. Donations can be made through routehumane.org. The Rock County Board of County Commissioners have a regular meeting today. Yampa Valley Regional Airport Director Kevin Booth is on the agenda. Applications are now open for the UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center Medical Staff Scholarship. It's for graduating seniors in Rout and Moffat counties who are pursuing an education in healthcare. The South Rout School District is sharing the new master facilities plan. There's a meeting at 6:30 tonight in the high school cafeteria in Oak Creek. You're invited to a sip and paint fundraiser. That's hosted by Women United and United Way of the Yampa Valley. That's from 6 to 8 tonight in Library Hall. Wednesday morning, Friends of the Yampa and the Yampa River Fund are hosting Coffee with Your Water. That's at 9 o'clock at Prodigal Son's Coffee House and Eatery on Victory Way in Craig. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.